In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing with the new era and the divine will, part one, and we are on volume 24. June 16, 1928. And Jesus says, so my daughter Louisa, Adam degraded himself. Adam lost all the goods because when Adam went out of my divine will, he says he fell into misery. When the original sin was committed, he lost all the glory that God wanted to give to him. Remember, in Galatians, it says, man, all mankind falls short from the glory of God. That's because of Adam's sin. So in order to ennoble himself, to reacquire everything and receive the rehabilitation of the marriage with his creator, mankind must enter once again the divine fiat from which he came. So here Jesus is saying, what has to happen to be married to God again. Now you have to remember this. Why do we wear the wedding ring? Why does even people that are not physically married on earth, where we are called to be married to God. God came to earth to look for a bride. And yes, he marries the church collectively, but Jesus teaches Louisa, he marries each person individually. We are to be one with God. We are to become God's spouse. This is great. So we have to enter once again this divine fiat from which we were born of. We were created in God's image and likeness, and God wants us to return to that. So he says very, very clearly, there are no ways in the middle. You can't just do this haphazardly. You can't sit on the fence and say, well, that's nice. You can't do this in the middle. He says, not even my very redemption is sufficient to make man return to the beginning of the happy era of his creation. So even though Jesus died on the cross and redeemed us, even though Our Lady co-redeemed with Christ, he says it's not enough. Why? We are still sinning. We haven't returned to the image and likeness of God. So he gave this gift to a human, Louisa, in order to begin again this life that the human Adam lost. When God breathed into the dust, he made Adam into his image and likeness. What now God is doing, he wants to breathe in us. So he says, I can't fill you completely as I did with Adam, because there was no limit to the dust. I could fill the dust as much as I want with my image and likeness. And what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God, Adam. He says, but since you are already formed, he says, and contained here, he says, I have to breathe in you with each word. So this is why he spoke the book of heaven to Louisa. As we read it, each word we inhale, each word he is expanding our capacity to know, love, and possess God. That's what's coming. So he says, my very redemption is, not even my very redemption is sufficient to make Adam's children return to the beginning of the happy era of creation. Redemption is a means. Redemption is a way. Redemption is a light. Redemption is a help. But redemption is not the end. The end is returning to the divine will of God. Because the divine will of God was the beginning. And by divine justice, this is so good. The one who is the beginning must also be the end. Therefore, humanity must be enclosed in my divine volition. Why? To be given back her divine or origin, to be given back her divine happiness, to place the marriage with God and man in force once again. We're going to return to our divine nobility. This is the reason why we wear the scapular. We wear the scapular. Why? Because it's the clothing of heaven. We are going to be reclothed in divinity. Adam was naked because he lost this divine nobility, this clothing of heaven. Jesus now wants to reclothe us in heaven. And when we wear the scapular, we're saying to the Blessed Mother, I want to go back to my origin, my noble origin. I want to go back to my divine happiness. I want to go back to this marriage with God. I want it to happen again. I want to begin again where Adam fell, to start again this divine life and no longer live in the fallen life. So Jesus says, therefore, the great good of my redemption did to man is not enough for the divine love of God. It's not enough. Do you think God wants us to live like this forever? No. We're going to return back to our origin. He says, but the redemption yearns for more. True love of God, Jesus and Mary, is never content. It never contents itself. Only then is it content when it can say, I have nothing else to give to mankind. I'm going to bring mankind back to his origin, bring mankind back to the image and likeness of God. And knowing that mankind can return to be divinely happy, divinely glorious, divinely victorious in the noble divine state in which he was created by God, and this by means of God's most holy divine will reigning in their midst. This is why all the divine yearnings of God, all the divine sighs of God, all the divine manifestations of God are directing toward making God's most holy divine will known. This is the book of heaven. Known in order to make the divine will reign on earth as it is in heaven. This is what's coming. A new beginning is happening. Those souls who are reading the book of heaven, those souls who have been given the book by Jesus Christ himself, this gospel of the kingdom, as he calls it. And in Matthew 24, verse 14, it says, until the gospel of the kingdom is proclaimed to all the world, the kingdom can't come. He says, these divine yearning sighs, manifestations are directed toward making our divine will known in order to make it rain on earth as it is in heaven. So be able to say to our love, calm yourself. For our beloved son has reached his destiny finally to be one with God again. He is now the possessor of our divine inheritance that was given to him at the beginning of creation, which is our fiat. We're going to re-enter into this life of God, the divine fiat of God. Why is everything falling apart in the world right now? Because the kingdom is coming. He's closing one door. He's opening the final door. The kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of the Our Father. And while he possesses what is ours, Jesus says, which belongs to the triune God, we, triune God, possess him. Mutual possession. God possessing us, us possessing God. God has basically proposed to us. That's why we wear the ring. He's proposed to us. We belong to him. He died on the cross for us. He shed every drop of his blood for us. He bought us. Why? He wants to be one with us. He wants to breathe in us this abundant life as he did with Adam. We are fallen. We're still broken. And until we are completely restored, God is not happy. So he says, therefore, the marriage between God and man is fulfilled once again. The spouses have returned to their place of honor. What is our place of honor? It's the kingdom of God. It's to reign one with God. It's to begin to live this abundant life. Do you see what God is doing? Why did Our Lady say to Bruno in 1947, Our Lady of Revelation, why did she say, time has now come to an end? Why did Pope Leo XIII hear in 1884 the devil say to Jesus, give me 100 years? Jesus said, you have it. The 100 years is over. God wins. The kingdom is coming. The kingdom is here when you read the book of heaven. You begin to live it little by little. That's the great hope. Little by little, God is revealing to us what this kingdom of God is all about. This divine fiat, what it's all about. This true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary, what's this all about? The new Adam and the new Eve, this life was given to Louisa. She put down on paper everything that they told her. It wasn't her thought, Jesus says. He says, this book is not about you, Louisa. It's about to help mankind re-enter into this abundant life. Why do you think our Lord is doing this? Why do you think everything's wrapping up? The kingdom is coming. We're returning to our place of honor. We're going to be clothed in divinity. We're going to receive this divine nobility of true sons and daughters of God on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus says, so there's no difference between heaven and earth. He says, there is nothing left but to celebrate, to enjoy a good so great. After so long a sorrow, 6,000 years of sorrow, we've entered into the 7,000th year. It's the day of rest. It's to rest with God. I just read this last night. Look around and you will be distressed. He says, look within and you will be depressed. Look at Jesus and you'll be at rest. God wants us to rest in him, to trust him, to believe in him, to have confidence in him. Why do you think St. John Paul II gave us divine mercy? Because it's the final devotion, Jesus says to St. Faustina, the final devotion given to the church before I return. That's why Our Lady said to Bruno, time has now come to an end. It's not the end of the world. It's the end of this era of misery, of worry, of fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. It's an end. And why? The kingdom is here. That is a kingdom of peace, joy, and happiness. So when you read the book of heaven, this is what happens. Your worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin disappear like water off a duck's back. What happens is the kingdom begins to reign in you, which you are filled with peace, joy, and happiness. Why? Because you're trusting in Jesus. You're resting in Jesus. You're believing in Jesus. You're confident in Jesus. A new era has begun. And God has given us the way and the how this is going to happen with the book of heaven. He's given to us this book where Jesus, the Word, speaks these words to us. And we hear them with our heart, our mind, our soul. We begin to live them with our heart, our mind, our soul. It's a divine happiness that God has waited for 6,000 years. Finally, because of Louisa, because of what God has given to Louisa, we also can participate in this as we read, as we study, as we put into practice these truths, these manifestations, these knowledges, these promises that God has given to her and to us. So may the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. And we ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that we become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.